Welcome to the Music and Video Games Podcast. And today I have a special guest. One of the top streamers ever. Her name is California. And I'm just waiting for her to join.
Hello, this is California.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Music and Video Games Podcast. And I just told y'all I have a special guest joining me today. California.
Hi.
And today we're here to talk about the Little Boosie interview from Vlad TV, Baptized by Hatred. Because it's a lot of true stuff that he's saying in that interview.
Yes.
That a lot of people didn't get to understand, and I get this question a lot. Like, so
with the interview, I related to when he actually was talking about
I'm recording right
in
now. So people can
the
hear
actual
you.
Interview.
People can hear you.
And, please note that his part in the interview where he was talking about the Baptized by Hatred and how I recently had a lot of haters in my stream. And how they were pressing the report button and getting me banned and trying to take my spot, just like how Little Boosie was talking about how people want to take his spot and take him out. And that was the part I related to in the interview.
Yeah, well, I related to a lot of stuff that he said because he was speaking nothing but facts in the interview. Like how he said most people that get famous die in their own city. And to a certain extent, that is true. That is so true. Because, like, and I'm not telling people what to do, but when you make it that big and you become that relevant, it's best for you to move from the city that you're born from, because like, the people that know you are 9 times out of 10 gonna hate you the most. If you move to even the city right next to yours, a lot of people won't know you because you didn't grow up there. So you're gonna receive a lot of love. And I wish it was like that for every city, but for me, like, because I received so much love when I came to D.C. Not saying that I didn't get a lot of love from Baltimore, because I do get a lot of love from them. But also, the place where you have your grassroots at is where you're going to be affected the most, because people got to see everything. So they got to see your rise. They got to see you come up. And they also, like, they hate you because of it. Because it's not them that's doing it.
Yeah. I lost my account, but I didn't lose my respect or my validity or my name. And that's the one thing that they can't take away of you if you still survive and still stream. Or you're still like a rapper, you're still rapping, you survive and you make more. And you've witnessed yourself my own type of fame that you've seen me now, like when I'm streaming, people just like saying that I'm famous, even though I'm not famous, I'm just famous in the app. And you've seen how people took me out or just was in a battle with me, where if you were in that battle, how that guy said he was just wondering why my other account was gone. You know, they wonder why your shit was taken away, or they wonder why that rapper died in that area. You know, what was the reason? You know, and my reasoning was for the content that was not, you know, up to par for the system. And just like he says, how the cops try to get you on faulty, you know, evidence, and then he was in prison, you know, they canceled my account for faulty content and taking away an account that was valid. And that's exactly what kind of happened to Boosie. He was put in prison for no good reason. They took away the account for no good reason. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you do. You will be taken out for any good reason by the man. Like Boosie said, like how he got put in prison, or how they just like took away my account straight up. They don't care. And that's, you know, that's what it is. It's the system. You know what I mean? Like you have to just play by the system in order to like play right. And if I play by their rules, meaning I don't do any slanderized speech or hate, you know, I might actually make it. Same kind of thing way with rap music. It's, you can't say certain type of content or they're going to review you in court for any kind of slanderized speech or hate crimes after what you were committed. Does that make sense, Adam? It's the same difference. Your content's being taken away.
Okay.
Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing is, because I see it from all aspects, because I do poetry, I rap, and I make beats. And not to mention that I'm in a wheelchair doing all this stuff. So when people see that, they like, wow, how is he doing all this? How is he getting paid from Anchor? How is he doing this? How is he getting, you know, all this? Yeah. And it's different for me than it would be for you, because like, it's like you can just like walk around and stuff, but the fact that they see me doing all this stuff in the wheelchair, it makes it, they hate it more, because it's like, how's he doing this? I'm broke, but I have my legs. How's he doing this? So I get double the hate, if it makes sense to you.
Well, I mean, that's true. You do get double the hate. I get triple the hate, though, because of being female, bisexual, and Asian, though, Adam, in America. So I am dark-skinned, and I am still hated on my bisexuality and my gender. So it's all three for me.
So it's like, and then they see me, and they see how I look, and they be like, oh, he's a good-looking person. He does this, he does that. But, and then
we're getting off the subject of Boosie, but it is true about how both of us are rising, and they hate us for rising. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. And they were like, how is he doing all this? And how come I can't do it?
And I believe that Boosie was rising, and that Vlad TV was trying to portray this interview as him being a character for his actual like beats, and his character as an actual like actor and an actual entertainer. But I see Vlad, you know, putting up, you know, Boosie's faults just as much as his accomplishments, because that's what makes him interesting. And that's what people did to me. They put me down a lot, and for my faults. So I really do relate with Boosie, and that's why we're doing this interview on Boosie, because I feel like he's my spirit animal after I watched that interview, because I feel a lot of my content comes from just being the same way as him, not caring about what people think. Because it is about just being yourself And that's what I like about Boosie, is he is himself in his in his rap game, in his real life, and even in his interview with Vlad, like, he's just real, and that's how I am. So I feel that now.
And like, he's always gonna be him. That's why I take from it, and that's what makes me better at what I do, because I'm always gonna be me 100% of the time. Like, you would never see me change up. You would never see anything like that. Like,
all right. So it's not about like not representing, then I guess it's about, you know, wanting to be better. And that's what I saw in Boosie, was him not just being somebody who's an ex-convict that got off. I saw him as a person that rose against adversity. And that's why I respect him, and I call him my spirit animal, because he rose against adversity.
Yeah, and like he said, he the hardest, most racist state, and for him to call the cops out on that bullshit, for him to be the standalone character that you see before you. Like, and he said this before, I'm 100% the way I am every time you see me. And that's what I take from that, because I'm inspirational, I'm very much informational. Like, and I'm always 100% me, no matter what day you meet me, whether it's Christmas or the middle of summer or the beginning of the year. Like, I'm never changing. Like, and that's always going to be me, and that's why I relate to him so much.
I relate to the fact that you've been my friend for over 2 years, and you've been exactly the way you've been with me, and I've been exactly with you. That's why we're doing this interview together. I am gonna have to cut this short though, but I do appreciate this 12 minutes with you, Adam, and that we will collaborate again soon enough after we watch another interview or something different other than little Boosie. I do appreciate the Boosie interviews, but it's just a lot of like an hour and a half worth of an interview. So to cut it short, I really do appreciate you having me on as a guest, and we will continue it again sometime soon in the near future. Okay, Adam?
Okay.
All right. I do appreciate you talking to me about Boosie and the fact that he is probably one of the best interviewers that I've ever seen.
Rappers.
On any rappers, but also one of the best interviewers that I've ever seen on TV. So that's why we did this interview, was because of Boosie and how much his interview actually touched me, and just the same as it touched you.
And because as soon as I seen it, I was like, no, I have to show you this. And yeah. I've been seeing it.
Okay.
But...
All right. We'll continue this another time. It's getting past the time limit of where it's like over an interview. Okay, I really do like the fact that Boosie will be talked about next time. Okay, Adam, next time if we interview, we'll interview just about us. Okay, awesome. Next time.
And my thing about the interview is, he's totally speaking the truth on everything that he said, everything. When he said, most rappers get killed in our own city. Facts. When he said that, people respect artists more than they do the person that made them. When he said that, that wasn't his exact words, but That's basically what he said. That part was true. That interview just brought a lot of stuff to the light that people either don't hear or either they just fail to realize it. But when I'm telling you, like, to go back and watch that interview, it's a lengthy interview, so it's on YouTube. Watch that interview because it's straight facts and it's straight fire, so definitely do that and you'll see everything I'm talking about. So you can find it on YouTube, under Vlad TV. Vlad TV is where you can find it. Check that out. Check for it. And I thank you for tuning in to the Music and Video Games Podcast.